Some suspects in New Orleans were apparently locked up and forgotten. There are at least a handful of these cases. In each case, the prisoners were arrested well after Hurricane Katrina. Lawyers and volunteers are bringing them to the attention of the courts. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Sean Zetob is in his second year at the University of Nebraska Law School. He came down to New Orleans over his winter break to join a team of legal volunteers interviewing prisoners in Louisiana jails. Zetob went to the Wynn Correctional Facility, 4.5 hours drive north of New Orleans.
You finally get there, and it's a very isolated and kind of remote place and in a very beautiful national forest area.
Inside the prison, Zetob met a man named Leo Jones. Jones had been in jail for 4 months. He'd not seen an attorney or appeared in court.
So I was the first person to actually visit him during his incarceration.
Jones evacuated to Houston after the storm, so he failed to show up for his drug probation program in New Orleans. The police arrested him when he got back, and that's where the system failed. Nobody told the court that Jones had been arrested. Normally, the sheriff sends paperwork to the court clerk, the clerk gives it to the judge, and the judge sets a court date for the prisoner. It's called a return on the warrant. Jennifer Vitry is director of the New Orleans nonprofit group A Fighting Chance.
There's nothing to tell a judge sitting on a bench that this guy's now in custody unless he sees a return.
When things move the way they should, the process goes quickly. Raymond Bigelow is chief judge of the New Orleans Criminal Court.
Pre-Katrina, it was within the next day or so from the time the person was arrested and the clerk was notified until the person came to court.
But if there's no return, the system doesn't churn into action. Nobody but the prison knows you're there. NPR has reviewed 8 cases in New Orleans where people were arrested on bench warrants after Katrina, and they stayed behind bars without seeing a lawyer or a judge for months, one as long as 8 months, because the court never received a return on the arrest. As a percentage of the total arrests in New Orleans, 8 people lost in the system over a year may not seem like very many. Judge Bigelow says that's easy to say when you're not the one behind bars.
It's a major problem if it's just one case. You know, just one case is a problem. Have you been back in Parish Prison yet?
I've not been yet.
Well, take a tour. It's not a nice place to stay, even for a short visit.
And the nature of this problem means it's impossible to know how many more people, if any, might still be out there, waiting behind bars for someone to realize they're in custody. Mistakes happen in every criminal justice system, but New Orleans is especially ill-equipped to catch these kinds of errors when they happen. Steven Singer is chief of trials at the New Orleans Public Defender's Office.
Because public defenders are assigned by courtrooms and based in the courthouse, they don't have a relationship with their clients.
In New Orleans, poor defendants get represented by whichever lawyer happens to be assigned to the courtroom on a given day. If a prisoner never gets a court date, nobody represents him. Singer says when he was a public defender in Washington, D.C., he had specific clients.
So if someplace else there was a mistake in the paperwork, or the paperwork got lost, it didn't matter because I was there as a backstop as the client's advocate to bring it to the court's attention and get the case back in court.
All these men had been represented by public defenders before. As for who's to blame for the people getting lost in the prisons, it's an especially touchy time to ask that question in New Orleans. After months of accusations and name-calling, prosecutors, defenders, and judges are finally cooperating to fix some of the problems in the justice system. But it's a tenuous relationship, and nobody wants to damage it by pointing fingers. Listen to how delicately public defender Singer describes the problem.
There have been some extended length of time miscommunication between the sheriff's office, or lack of communication between the sheriff's office and the clerk and then the section of court.
Even when people speak frankly in private, nobody knows for sure who's responsible. There are clues pointing in different directions. For example, take the clerk's office. After Katrina, the criminal court clerk had widely publicized problems handling FEMA paperwork and court evidence. A judge eventually held the clerk in contempt of court, and she went into hiding before the issue was resolved. So, as one person put it, there's significant potential. A new clerk has since been elected, and he would not comment for this story. Then there's the sheriff. The state pays his office roughly $22.50 for every night someone's behind bars. A few lost prisoners won't make anybody rich, but as Jennifer Vitry of the nonprofit group A Fighting Chance points out,
there is no real motivation to fight for civil rights down here.
The sheriff also refused to comment for this story. The good news is that the Louisiana Department of Corrections has implemented a new safeguard to try to keep any future defendants from getting lost. The state created two new prisoner liaison positions. One of their rules is that they will no longer admit a new prisoner to a jail unless he has a fixed prison sentence or a scheduled court date. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, New Orleans.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.